জয় রাধা মাধব জয় কুঞ্জ বিহারী জয় রাধা মাধব জয় কুঞ্জ বিহারী জয় রাধা মাধব জয় কুঞ্জ বিহারী জয় গোপী জনবল্লভ গিরিবর ধারী গোপী জনবল্লভ গিরিবর ধারী যশোদা নন্দন ব্রজ জনরঞ্জন জনরঞ্জন যমুনা তীরা বনচারী তীরা বনচারী জয় রাধা মাধব জয় কুঞ্জ বিহারী হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে হরে জয় রাধা শ্যাম সুন্দর রাধা শ্যাম সুন্দর রাধে শ্যাম সুন্দর শ্যাম সুন্দর জয় কৃষ্ণ বলরাম কৃষ্ণ বলরাম কৃষ্ণ বলরাম জয় কৃষ্ণ বলরাম কৃষ্ণ জয় গৌরনিতাই 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 জয় গৌরনিতাই জয় জয় প্রভুপাদ 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 জয় জয় প্রভুপাদ জয় জয় গুরুদেব 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 জয় জয় গুরুদেব 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 জয় জয় গুরুদেব গৌরানন্দি হরি থ্যাংক ইউ জয় ওম বিষ্ণুপাদ পরমহংস পরিব্রজাকাচার্য অষ্টোত্তর শত শ্রী শ্রীমদ হি ডিভাইন রেসি ভক্তি বেদান্ত স্বামী শিল প্রভুপাদ কী জয় ওম বিষ্ণুপাদ পরমহংস পরিব্রজাকাচার্য অষ্টোত্তর শত শ্রী শ্রীমদ হি ডিভাইন রেস ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত সরস্বতী ঠাকুর মহারাজ শিল প্রভুপাদ কী অনন্ত কোটি বৈষ্ণববৃন্দ কী নমচার শিল হরিদাস ঠাকুর কী গুরু পরম্পরা শিল গোস্বামী কী Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasti Gaura Bhakta Vrindaki Prem se kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasti Gaura Bhakta Vrindaki Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Radha Kunda Shama Kunda Giri Govardhan Dham ki Shri Vrindavan Dham ki Shri Navdeep Mayapur Dham ki Gangamai Jamunamai ki jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, book distribution ki jai, prasadam distribution ki jai, all glorious assembled devotees, all glorious assembled devotees, all glorious assembled devotees, Hare Krishna, Panchakalpataru bhyascha, Kripa Sindhu bhyascha, Patita naam pavane bhya, Vishnu bhya namo namo namo. Thank you very much for giving me an opportunity to speak and glorify Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam 2.1.10. Thank you for attending. Thank you all the internet people, which includes my family, my friends in India. Thank you. Tadham te vidhasyami Mahapaurishiko bhavan Yasya shadadatmashu Shadadatamashu Syan mukunde mati sati Tadham te vidhasyami Mahapaurishiko bhavan Yasya shaddadatamashu Syan mukunde mati sati Synonym, translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Tat, that, we can speak together. Aham, I, te, unto you, abhidhyashyami, shall recite Mahapaurushikaha, the most sincere devotee of Lord Krishna. Bhavan, your good self, yasya, of which, shraddhadhatam, of one who gives full respect and attention, ashu, very soon, syat, it so becomes, mukunde, unto the Lord, who awards salvation, matihi, faith, sati, unflinching. That very Srimad Bhagavatam, I shall recite before you because you are the most sincere devotee of Lord Krishna. One who gives full attention and respect to hearing Srimad Bhagavatam achieves unflinching faith in the Supreme Lord, the giver of salvation. Once again, you can repeat with me. That very Srimad Bhagavatam I shall recite before you because you are the most sincere devotee of Lord Krishna. One who gives full attention and respect to hearing Srimad Bhagavatam achieves unflinching faith in the Supreme Lord, the giver of salvation. What a wonderful translation. Srimad Bhagavatam is recognized Vedic wisdom, and the system of receiving Vedic knowledge is called Avaroha Pantha, or the process of receiving transcendental knowledge through bona fide disciplic succession. For advancement of material knowledge, there is a need for personal ability and researching aptitude. But in the case of spiritual knowledge, all progress depends more or less on the mercy of the spiritual master. So all progress depends on mercy of spiritual master. The spiritual master must be satisfied with the disciple. That's the key. The spiritual master must be satisfied with this disciple. Only then knowledge is automatically manifest before the student of spiritual science. The process should not, however, be misunderstood to be something like magical feats, whereby the spiritual master acts like a magician and inject spiritual knowledge into the disciple, as if surcharging him with an electric current. The bona fide spiritual master reasonably explains everything to the disciple on the authorities of Vedic wisdom. The disciple can receive such teachings not exactly intellectually, but by submissive inquiries and a service attitude. The idea is that both the spiritual master and the disciple must be bona fide. In this case, the spiritual master Sukadev Goswami is ready to recite exactly what he has learned from his great father Srila Vyasadeva, and the disciple Maharaj Parikshit is a great devotee of Lord Krishna. A devotee of Lord Krishna is he who believes sincerely that by becoming a devotee of the Lord, one becomes fully equipped with everything spiritual. This teaching is imparted by the Lord Himself in the pages of the Bhagavad Gita, in which it is clearly described that Lord Shri Krishna is everything, and that to surrender unto Him solely and wholly makes one the most perfectly pious man. This unflinching faith in Lord Krishna prepares one to become a student of Srimad Bhagavatam, and one who hears Srimad Bhagavatam from a devotee like Sukadev Goswami is sure to attain salvation at the end. As Maharaja Parikshit and the professional reciter of Srimad Bhagavatam and the pseudo devotees whose faith is based on 1 week's hearing are different from Sukadev Goswami and Maharaja Parikshit. Srila Vyasadeva explained Srimad Bhagavatam unto Sukadev Goswami from the very beginning of the Janmadi Asya verse. And so Sukadev Goswami also explained it to the king. Lord Krishna is described as the Mahapurusha in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, in his devotional feature as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Lord Krishna himself in his devotional attitude, descended to the earth to bestow special favors upon the fallen souls of this age of Kali. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. So this beautiful purport really want to focus on a guru-disciple relationship. And before I begin, I would like to recite what Srila Prabhupada said on Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's appearance day. He said, "The offering of such an homage has been arranged today is not sectarian, because when we speak of the fundamental principles of Gurudev or Acharya Dev, we speak of something that is of universal application. There does not arise any question of discriminating my guru and your guru or anyone else's guru. There is only one guru who appears an infinity of forms to teach you, me and all others." What a beautiful sentence for Prabhupada to open up everybody's heart who was sitting in front of him, and some were going after pseudo gurus and LSD gurus and who knows what not. So with that sentiment, I take all of your blessings that I may speak something aligned with Guru Parampara, and something that Prabhupada blesses all of us so that we can hear carefully. So I remembered the shloka from Bhagavad Gita when I read this purport. Evam Parampara Praptam Imam Rajarshayo Vidu Sakale Neha Mahata Yoge Nashta Parantapa. This supreme science has to be received by disciplic succession, and the saintly kings understood it in that way. But in course of time, the succession was broken and then the science was lost. So we are so grateful to this Guru Parampara for keeping these teachings alive, keeping Srimad Bhagavatam alive, and giving the association of each other to us. And then Prabhupada often quoted right after that this Evam Parampara Praptam verse, Shvetashvara Upanishad verse 6.23. यस्य देवे पराभक्तिर यथा देवे तथा गुरो तस्यायते कथिता यार्थः प्रकाशन्ते महात्मनः. Only unto those great souls who simultaneously have implicit faith both Lord and spiritual master are all the imports of Vedic knowledge automatically revealed. So once again, as Prabhupada said, there's only one Guru who appears in an infinity of forms to teach you, me and all others. I really love that. Somebody yesterday told me, Patricia, a sincere disciple lives in the shadow of Guru. He lives in the shadow of Guru. He exactly is in alignment with his Guru. So like, you know, when we move our hand, shadow moves. So such a, and you have to have really implicit faith to do that. And one time Raghunath Swami said, a Guru lives through his sincere disciple. So all of you are representatives of your gurus today. Thank you for being here. We also know one more verse. Brahmande Brahmite Kona Bhagyavana Jiva Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Bhakti Lata Beej. So, you know, we can traverse through millions and gazillions of lifetime, but it's so rare to get this Bhakti Lata Beej. This is really has to be a grace of Guru and Krishna. So thanking again Prabhupada. You know, who is nowadays Guru? There is a Shankaracharya in this modern age. She is impersonalist. She's a black lady, quite famous. Any guesses? Oprah. She seems to be like Shankaracharya. Some devotees say that she's an impersonalist. So her episode came, it popped up when I was watching a YouTube video of Jay Shetty and Oprah. The next video that popped up on right was Meet the Other Women, the cheating husband. It's this episode on cheating husbands. It had 4 million views in very short time. I'm sorry, I opened it up. So this one, the topic was extremely interesting. I wanted to know what people are listening to. So there were 4 ladies she brought on the show, 4 other women. One said she just didn't know the husband was married. She didn't, and when she had believed all his lies, he needs me. He's not happy with his wife. He's this, he's that. And you know, this marriage needs fixing. And that was the first lady. And the fourth lady, there were variations. She said, I know he's cheating on his wife, but he's my best friend. And you know what? I see him more often than many wives see their husbands or boyfriends, faithful husbands and boyfriends. And I need him. Okay, so the crowd went, boo. And then there were cheating husbands brought on the show. Why are they cheating? And they said, you know, this and that. And the crowd went like really ballistically, boo. How many of you would have any other reaction? What would you say to these cheating husbands or other women? Would you cheer them? No, right? But my thought was, we are exactly like that cheating wife, the other cheating woman or the cheating husband. You know, we know we are married to Krishna. We know we have taken vows. We know we are spiritually need to be, we have to up our games. We have to remember the sacred promises we made. Then why do we do that? Then why do we do that? And we know this Maya is saying, birth after birth, oh, I will take care of you. I know how to feed you. I know how to nurture you. I know you need me. I know I'm your only best friend, right? But how do we get deceived? Life after life after life after life. And the reason is, we will believe those lies until a guru comes. And Om, you know, Chakshur Unmilitam Yena, Tasmai Shri Guruvai Namah. Unless guru opens our eyes, we won't even realize this. And this is really important. Of course, you know, and there is one more shocking thing she said. This is a real story. This one cheating husband's wife, I have to get this straight, sued the other woman for $500,000 for seducing her husband. And she won the case. She won the case. But then that case went to the next court and she decided to settle for $50,000. And she could not do much to the husband because laws are like that and all this. So all this nonsense we go through. We understand Maya's game. And still, you know, there's a tendency, no, this, why this wrong is happening to me? I need to do something. I need to win. I need to compete. And it's just bizarre. So please forgive me for saying you may not agree with Oprah or anything, but recently she had 8,000 people on her show chanting Om with Jay Shetty. So somewhere that connection has been made. And another episode she did, which is Ghanashyam Priya Prabhu, my worshipable God brother. And she is nowadays telling people to pray and stuff like that. So praying to Radhesham for his blessings, not against her or with her. Another small episode I want to tell you. Recently in Orlando, I went to watch a movie called Kashmir Files. There has been a genocide in Kashmir, where 500,000 Kashmiri Pandits have been killed. And they used to do study Vedas, according to the film. And my purpose was book distribution. Like, I felt everybody going there has to believe that injustice has happened to Hindus. And everybody would completely believe that we need to change that. We need to change the perception of Hindus are inferior, or there is a Bhagavad Gita, there is a Vedic science which can help us get out of this war mentality. And the movie is really awakening a lot of Indian people. They are in extreme favor of it, to the extent that people are giving their hard-earned money so that other people who can't afford can watch this movie. They are giving, they are posting it all over social media. Even a show on Tuesday night in Orlando was full. It was full. Some people were declined. So, and this is a real sad story. My heart goes to all the Pandits. I'm friends with Muslims too. One of them may be watching the class right now from India. And I feel for them too, because they are not the terrorist. So after watching the movie, I had to give a pep talk for all of them to get the books, and all of them got the books. Thank you, Krishna. But I realized that Srila Prabhupada's influence is extremely transcendental. Mark my words. Extremely transcendental. This movie can lift you here to the heavenly planets, but Prabhupada takes you to Goloka. Prabhupada, if Prabhupada were narrator of the movie, even if he would have said few words, he would have brought the cooperation between the Hindus and Muslims that live here on this planet Earth today. I really, really have firm faith he could do that. And many other gurus, I'm sure, on the planet. Why can Prabhupada really unite the whole world? Why can Acharya like Prabhupada, we can honestly say that he has built a house in which the entire world can live. Kashmir, Hindustan, Pakistan, Ukraine, Russia, everybody can live. Why can we say that? Because, and the answer lies here in this verse, when he made a poetry on Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said, absolute is sentient, thou hast proved. Impersonal calamity, thou hast moved. And he used to be an extremely great listener, Prabhupada, hearer actually. Listening, you don't do anything. If you hear, Radhana Swami was explaining, you act on it. So he heard the best oral reception. And this is the purpose of today. You have to have the best oral reception without envy, without heart so pure, no ill motivation, and only the most strongest desire to serve the humanity. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati heard that and he said, he has understood my heart. This is the purpose of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, which in itself is a service. Which is, you don't hear Srimad Bhagavatam to grow your bhakti. You hear Srimad Bhagavatam because it is bhakti, it's a part of process. And because Prabhupada heard it so intently and he could repeat the words so powerfully, coming from his realization, it's most amazing. It's most amazing. And he took Lord Nityananda's mercy, who is our Chaitya Guru. Akarodha Paramananda Nityananda Rai. What does he do, Paramananda Nityananda Rai? He goes to all the people's houses, he knocks on their door and he says, please, please take holy name, please take Lord Gauranga's name. He jumps on crocodiles to go across the Ganges to deliver the books. That's my story. It's slightly different, but that's how I narrate to people. Lord Chaitanya, what does he do? He's Lord himself. And how does he listen? How does he listen from anybody and everybody, like Gopal Guru's example? He's ready to learn from anybody and everybody. When Gopal Guru gave Lord Chaitanya this instruction, even if you're going to the nature's call, you're going to restroom, it's okay to chant Hare Krishna. Lord Chaitanya could not stop and Gopal Guru said, it's okay. Krishna's holy name is so powerful. And Lord Chaitanya learned from him. This is guru-disciple relationship. We also have example of Maharaj Bali also listening to his own Chaitya Guru when Shukracharya was giving his ill advice. And Prabhupada writes very beautifully here. He said, Maharaja Bali's familial spiritual master in the line of seminal succession. This Prabhupada is just the most brilliant writer. And we don't take advice from those line of seminal succession if it is not favorable to Krishna consciousness. Another time I heard, there's another example in our scriptures which is extremely interesting. There's Maharaj Nimi and Vasishtha. And Vasishtha goes to Indra's sacrifice and does not attend for this lower paid sacrifice. And then they curse each other that, you know, you will lose this body, and the other person says you will lose this body. So again, not that kind of guru-disciple relationship I'm going to focus on. I'm going to, and there must be some purpose there that it's, Maharaja Nimi says, not a moment's delay needs to be done in any spiritual endeavor. So again, the lesson is, if Guru has given us instruction, if Prabhupada has given instruction, there's no need to delay even by a second. We can just really follow it. After, Prabhupada said one thing, he has one flaw, he thinks very big. So it's so good that we are part of his dream, we are part of his mission to do something really big. And that big, large, grandeur endeavor reminds me of Bhakti Tirtha Swami on today's day, when Russia and Ukraine are having such a big feud. Bhakti Tirtha Swami was one man army. He went, and his appearance day just passed on 10th March. He went in Russia, black body, easily identifiable, you cannot miss him. He went from here to there to everywhere, smuggled the books, and gave books to each and every person he could see. He sold the books that were not even printed. He was just a riot, one man riot. He would dance to the kirtans for hours. He would take the procession around the temple. And he had this brilliant oceanic smile that would just melt the hearts. Why? Because he heard Prabhupada's message and he acted on it. And it's really important. I kept on thinking, what would Bhakti Tirtha Swami do when all this is happening? And we can probably discuss what he would do later. And actually, it's very important to offer our gratitude and our homages to such a disciple of Excalibur, Tamalkrishna Goswami, Sridhar Swami, and so many others. And all the Prabhupada disciples and all the sincere Vaishnavas who are leaving, who have left in past few months. So, I want to read you this letter of Bhaktititta Swami. It's really touching. This is a part of his titled Standing at the Court of Death. Death recently came and stole me away, like a thief snatching prey in the dead of night. I found myself constantly thinking, why me, why me, why me? I, of all the people, why me? Why I have come to the court of Yamraj of all the places? I'm not even in heavenly planets, I'm not even heavenly planets, not Brahmaloka. Why? And I could see millions and millions of people around me echoing the same thing. Why was I so ordinary? Why? And that noise was deafening me. Why me? Why me? At the height of, again back to his purport, at the height of my bewilderment, Lord Yamraj, the fearsome superintendent of death, appeared along with his court appointees. Instantly I began shrieking at them, this is a mistake, I'm not supposed to be here. I'm not supposed to be here. Again I heard millions of echoes. Then Yamraj looked directly at me and addressed me with stinging sarcasm. You are Bhaktititta Swami? Where's the Tirtha of Bhakti? My mouth dropped open and I stood silently. Have you been able to get the souls under your care to take full shelter of you and give up their sinful habits? I think not, he said. Bhaktititta Swami could only offer a bashful shrug. He said, thus, Yamraj said, thus you have huge quantities of debts to atone for. What would you like first? Do you want to atone first? Or, you know, there's a little bit of a reaction you want to take, a pleasure that you want to take. So Bhaktititta Swami started studying in his mind all his previous lives. It seemed foolish that I had become so absorbed in my distractions and superficialities. This is Bhaktititta Swami saying. It was even more ridiculous how I tolerated so much nonsense from those under my care, as if negative situations would just blow away. In every life, there was such assistance available to help me tune into the spiritual world. But I was so carried away with each costume and backdrop that I kept neglecting the obvious. Then suddenly I sped up to this lifetime. I had even more divine health than all my previous lives combined. But still, I got distracted. I pleaded to Yamraj. I chanted my 16 rounds every single day and never broke any of the four regulative principles. Yamraj turned to his assistant, probably Chitragupta. Explain things to this pretender. Ah, it's true you chanted 16 rounds every day, but your japa was for liberation than for unmotivated selfless service. The knot in my throat rippled. You also followed the four regulative principles, ate no flesh, took no intoxicants, didn't gamble or engage in illicit sex. But in your mind, you constantly broke the principles. Again, this is Bhaktititta Swami's deep meditation. So what to speak of us? But what about all the service I did? Yamraj said, do you think that service of your ego constitutes devotional service? Throughout all of your grandeur service, your greatest interest was your own fame. And now you have achieved that success you were chasing, for you are very famous here amongst the infamous. But I have a powerful spiritual master. Sure, you are aware of Srila Prabhupada. Yes, Yamaraj said, Srila Prabhupada was a Senapati Bhakta. Actually, in the end, and he just waited. And he said, I'm sorry, there has been intervention by Srila Prabhupada, by your spiritual master. And he said, you do not belong there, Prabhupada is saying this. You do not belong there, my son. Come with me, my beloved child, so that we can be together again. But Srila Prabhupada, I'm not worthy of you. Prabhupada said, it doesn't matter. Don't you know that at the ceremony in which you took second birth, I agreed to become your father? My son, there is no abandonment in the spiritual world, nor are there any neglected children. Suddenly I thought of just how unworthy I was of my Guru's unending compassion. Then I lost consciousness. Bhakti Tirtha Swami via the Beggar 2, Meditation 12. So this is what Bhakti Tirtha Swami was thinking what to speak of us. And actually I want to take a minute to thank all the Prabhupada disciples, anybody who has served Prabhupada, to make that beautiful, that very hard foundation for all of us to thrive on. My sincerest gratitude to each and every one of you. And then I would like to recite in 5 minutes story of Kuresh. Does anybody know Kuresh? He was a disciple of Ramanujacharya from our sister Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya. He was a very dedicated, sincere disciple. He had millions and millions of dollars were in that day's coins. He donated it all. He would donate every day. That was his full-time job, is to donate, to do charity. One day, Lakshmi Devi, he was such a big donor that every time his door would close in the night time, Lakshmi Devi could hear it. And when Kuresha somehow came to know that Lakshmi Devi was there, he got so ashamed, he donated everything he had, everything. And he went to see his Guru Maharaj Ramanujacharya. At the same time, Kuresha had also one disciple, his name was Chatugram. Chatugram was actually envious and he was a Shivite. And he went to the king of Chole and said that, this is going too far. You are a devotee of Shiva. Please stop this Vaishnava nonsense. Go get Ramanujacharya, bring him to debate. We'll win him over and the whole kingdom would be Shivite. And King of Chole sent people to get Ramanujacharya. At that time, Kuresh said, my Guru Maharaj, I see the purpose why they are inviting you. Let me take your sannyasi robes and let me give you my gruhastha robes. And I will go as you. He has not seen it. Thank God there was no social media then. He has not seen you and he will not recognize me. I will act just like you. Of course, they had to take one more disciple with him because, you know, Ramanujacharya would not travel without disciple. So they took one old elderly disciple. They went and this king and Chatugram, they gave him a paper to sign. There was a little initial debate, but they still gave him a paper to sign that say that Lord Shiva is supreme. So Kuresh took, as Ramanujacharya, took the paper and started signing. They were happy. The way he signed is, in the south, there are two weights used. One is Drona, and other is Shiva. And Drona actually weighs heavier than Shiva. So the way Kuresha signed is, even Drona weighs heavier than Shiva. You know, that's it. No, nothing like Shiva is supreme or Vishnu is supreme. And they got so angry. There was beating, And then they put two hot iron rods in Kuresha's eyes. Now what would you do? Kuresha was saying, thank you. Thank you because you are letting me do big service to my own Guru Maharaj. Because, you know, this would have been his eyes. So thank you so much. And they started crying and Kuresh became completely blind. Somehow or other, the news reached Ramanujacharya. And slowly, and Ramanujacharya was so angry, and the other disciple also, they took his eyes. He could not survive, but Kuresh survived because he was, not that other disciple was elderly, because Kuresh was so happy to be able to do this service to his own Gurudev. And he survived. The news reached Ramanujacharya in Melkote. And he first of all prayed to Lord Narsingadev. He was so sad. And then he said, then he prayed, and then the king somehow got in trouble. He died, he got whatever he suffered a lot. He went directly to hell, as the story goes. Chatugram, that disciple, went directly to hell for a long, long time. And his king's own son became disciple of Ramanujacharya. Then Ramanujacharya's first thing was that he wanted Kuresh to pray for his eyes back. He said, Kuresh, please pray for your eyes back. So Kuresh went to Lord, I think Bharadwaj, and he prayed the whole day. And at the end of the day, the Lord appeared, said, what do you need, Kuresh? He said, that king of Chole, please take him back to Vaikuntha. He allowed me to serve my Guru Maharaj. And Lord said, that's it? He said, that's it. He said, I have sent him to hell to suffer for millions of lifetimes. He said, no, please. Okay, you know, you said it. I promised you I'll give you whatever you asked for. He's gone to Vaikuntha. Again, the news went back and forth, and again Ramanujacharya insisted, Kuresh, please pray to deities for your eyes back. Again, the same thing happened. He prayed Chatugram, the most envious snake-like disciple of mine, please take him back to Vaikuntha. Because of him, I was able to give the service to my Guru Maharaj. Again, it repeated. Third time, Ramanujacharya's message was very clear and strong. Your body belongs to me. You have to ask the eyes back. The whole day, again he prayed. Again the Lord appeared. What would you ask? What would you ask? Pran Govinda Prabhu? Anybody else? What would you ask? He asked, my Lord, I do not want material vision. I only want spiritual vision. Just give me, because my Gurudev has asked me this, just give me vision to see you. Just to see you and my Guru Maharaj. And then there are incidents where Kuresh described the entire altar, each and every flower and color and jewel detail. And he could not see anything else. Ramanujacharya again heard this. And again the message went to Kuresh. This time Ramanujacharya asked, Kuresh, ask the Lord that liberate me. This is the first time I heard that, right? Liberate me, the words. But it's a spiritual liberation. And anybody close to me, may he go back to Vaikuntha. So now the disciples are puzzled. He want Kuresh to go back to Godhead so fast. And then Kuresh asked that. And then Ramanujacharya was dancing and he was happy. Why would he be happy, right? The disciples were puzzled. You're sending Kuresh back to Godhead and why are you happy? He said, yes, because I happen to be connected to Kuresh. I'm his spiritual master. And I asked him to ask anybody connected to me may also go back to Godhead. So I will also go back to Godhead. So this is the relationship of a sincere guru and sincere disciple. There are so many layers. There's a sincere humility, sacrifice, love, trust, everything is there. all our relationships are perfect, if our relationship with our spiritual master is perfect, then nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. So let's pray to Krishna one time, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, for sending us Guru, sending us Acharyas and this Guru Parampara. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I couldn't hear you. Do you have some mercy? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. With your permission, I would like to take a couple of reflections. If you have any, I'll be grateful. Thank you so much for sitting. Yes.
Very nicely, you have demonstrated the importance of shadow disciple, or I would say proper disciple, good disciple, saintly disciple. How do you explain, you also mentioned Nityananda Prabhu, how do you explain, or Ramanujacharya, maybe Ramanujacharya example. Gostipurna story, you know Gostipurna story.
Yeah. Kanchi and Kanchipurna too.
Right. But in that case, he disobeys Guru's instruction for the higher cause. Later on, he was glorified. So not necessarily we become a just strict follower of Guru, but diligent. And just like Nityananda Prabhu did also. Mahaprabhu told him, Bala Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Kara Krishna Shiksha. Go and tell people to chant, learn and worship Krishna. But Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur tried for a while, didn't work. So he changed. He said, Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gaurange Namange. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur made a comment on that sloka. He said, for this one time disobeying Lord Chaitanya's shadow form, he was like a shadow, he would not do anything that Mahaprabhu did. But he changed that time. He said, we are eternally indebted to his lotus feet because he disobeyed Lord Chaitanya.
Thank you.
It doesn't sound good, but that's what.
Thank you very much. Thank you, that's a wonderful comment. Is there anything online? Really, no? Okay. Thank you very much. I really, really appreciate it. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Oprah is a guru. She is to so many. And she's bringing people to Krishna consciousness ultimately. She's talking about praying.